Her favorite move was Helen Ray. They saw me. The rice was brown, and soon they found that the crowd of love that had jammed the room, well, it seemed to be getting thinner.
Thank you. We got another old one for you.
Watch that. Hey, you know, here's the thing. Frank's music, even though most of it was made starting in the 60s, it's still very, very contemporary. It's not like the style of music. It's still ahead of its time and still yet to be understood. This all down to a blues for you now. This one is called Rolling.
Don't it ever get lonesome? Yeah.
decided to bring back. We played it a couple of years ago, I think 2008. But one that we've always liked, and since Ben is playing trumpet, we're figuring let's bring it back.
Yeah.
Yes. It's called Cletus Coritus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, you know, when I was growing up and I was listening to the music that was in the house, you know, I really didn't hear anything other than what Frank was working on or what he listened to just recreationally. So that could have been anything from guitar solos of blues players he liked, you know, Johnny Guitar Watson, Clarence Gatemouth Brown, Wes Montgomery, and all this kind of stuff, to Bulgarian Women's Choir, or, you know, some doo-wop stuff. And, you know, back when he was really working on a lot of that stuff, I was really little, especially the doo-wop things. But this next tune we're doing is sort of from that era, although this arrangement is from the FZ Oz record. It's called What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body?
Yeah! Travers tonight. That's right. John's been, he's been needing some company up there on his drum throne. He wants someone to boogie with him. Anybody? Kind of a shy group over here. Well, listen, sure, come on up here. Yeah, there you go. Let's get out. There you go. Be careful now. Let's just get you right here in this little part. Okay? Well, it's not much room. But Jal plays those drums so good. And you just do a little number for him.
Thank you. Summertime, but I got a fire for you here. Just hold on down. I'll be the skin on that. That's right.
Ooh, yes, that would be amazing. Something else.
Why don't you unzip your fucking stuff?
That's right. Just show me what you're working with. Oh, put it back up. Turn back on the track. That's all right. Cause I got something for you. Yeah, just put it on there. Pop it out. All right.
Thank you. you're back, you ready?
Good, guys. I had a nervous enough show.
Montana! Montana's a good one. You're right. On stage sometimes, you know, the funniest part about it is that Frank would play this kind of stuff places where they don't speak English. And then he would do these extended improvisations. So it was really just to entertain the band. So sometimes that's what we do too. Although we will be speaking English, you just might not understand. This one's called Room Service.
What's good? your food service kitchen.
In Scottish gas, in Scandinavian fishers, and have the meatball with the extra raccoon feces on it.
Meatballs with the extra raccoon feces. Well, first of all, I don't want any of it, and I certainly don't want extra of it.
Okay, you want the Belgian toast?
Belgian toast,
right?
Is that, what is that?
Well, you come with the pasta mixer. No, come with the pasta. Give you Laura.
Pasta to you for more.
Give you Laura. Have it in the head of the face. And pop up in the prayer. Put on the top. Give you Laura. Then we shut down. Pretty good.
Okay, not interested in that either.
Okay, what else do you want?
I don't think I want anything.
Okay.
I tried so hard to talk to you about food and stuff, but then you just keep going in other directions.
Pop back and come over there and respect you.
There's sort of rules to improvisation and you just disregard them.
That's it.
Get something then.
Oh, you can't prefer to be but like this. Start to work and work and look. Okay, look. And first, every word is magic.
Thank you.
This one, we have never found any recordings of Frank playing this song live. It's only existed on a record. It's called Pajama People.
Thank you. Oh!
arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's gonna do with his deflected eye. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend, wherein it is written, on whatever it is they write on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your enemies, it's some sort of conflict with anyone named Nethuk. The only way to get it, this guy, is to go and think you know. Thank you.
It's from Hot Rats album.